Breathe. It takes a little while to unravel some of the things that you're trained toward. The workaday grind, the expectation of an anxious or neurotic focus on gotta be doing, gotta be doing. Turns out this isn't efficient. It just makes the people in charge of us, either nominally or literally, makes them feel happier to see you scrabbling about. But it's okay to take a breather. You'll be more efficient, you'll be more effective. Even if you've got to do it outside of work, outside of studies, outside of the purview of others, that breather makes you better at everything. And taking it's difficult. There's more than the literal boundary. You don't always have your time to yourself. There are things you have to do. But we tend to use having something to do as an excuse. We tend to use the requirements of the everyday as an excuse, when instead we could use them as the very reason we should take a moment to breathe and recenter. Tension rests in us. It could be your chest, your shoulders. It manifests differently for everyone. So let's take an example. I'm going to do a lot of these examples and little thoughts. They might get repetitive at times, but if they help you limber up a bit, then you'll have taken the break just because you were listening to me. So, many people think a massage is a waste of time, or I can't afford that in terms of money or time. But having interpersonal attention from another person, having that physical contact, and having the physical manifestation of that mental tension which keeps us locked into the perception of our required activities, having these things massaged away for a little while makes you better at every other thing you do. So that's my example and my encouragement to get one. But if you don't have time for that, just paying attention to your body for a minute or for 10 helps to liberate that tension, push it out of you, leave you with a body more aware of the things you were doing without noticing you were doing them. This could be a tightness, and we'll discuss that in a moment. This could be an irregularity of posture, of breath, or of thought, and I'll briefly address each of those. But this is the core of something called mindfulness, but also the core of something called the breathing meditation, the compassion meditation, the kindness meditation. I'm going to condense some of the studied forms of meditation into these little encouragements. And if you want to take them and listen now and then, at the very least, there is a way in which you can render these effective for you 100% of the time. The key is, a lot of meditation and meditative practice, I won't name any names, attempts to invoke the spiritual, and this is fine, good for many people even. But invoking that is often an attempt to add an extra layer to what is already a quite astounding and interesting practice to me, and one of the things that helped me get the most out of breathing, thinking about my body, being more aware of it, its state, its status. One of the things that helped me the most was realizing this is entirely a biological, physiological process and practice. Your brain thinks a little different. Your body does some things automatically, autonomically. When you shift like that, when you change the mode of your thought or attempt to send it down very specific pathways, for many people, there is a studied beneficial effect of a particular sort. Input A brings result B out of the system. It's that simple. And you needn't think higher, elevated thoughts. You just kind of have to play along with the instructions. And even if you do it eye-rollingly, thinking this is never going to work, thing is, the placebo effect works whether you believe in it or not, weirdly enough. And it's okay to go in skeptical. It is all right to go in skeptical to every meditative, hypnotic, etc. practice, because while your cooperation in the exercise is necessary, I feel that your frame of mind should be whatever you want it to be. Because if there's anything enjoyable or redeeming there, you'll find it for yourself. All I have to do is present my viewpoint on it. Maybe give a few instructions. How to sit, how to breathe, what to focus on. And as long as you physically, physiologically, mentally, because the exercise of the mind is after all a physical process, switching and firing though it may be closer to a computer than to running or striding or stretching. As long as you play along with those physical and physiological requests from me, you can think whatever you want. You can even be thinking about the rest of your day, although sometimes the instructions will be complex or fraught, and I ask you to pay enough attention to them to execute them correctly. And sometimes it will be the particular kind of attention that requires you to pay as much attention to the simplest step as to the most complex, because each may very well be built on the previous, and so on. Requests will include moving around a little, breathing. Make sure you're comfortable. We put up with much discomfort in the everyday, be it from work clothes we have to wear, be it from not having yet had a shower or something to eat or drink, be it from being debarred from doing those activities we ourselves would most prefer to do. Please only come to these meditations when they are what you would most prefer to do, and when the other requirements are out of the way. In that state, there may still be requirements left. When you have eaten and drank and satisfied the merely mechanical activities of rejuvenation, you may yet have tension. You may yet have concern. These things can be addressed through another merely physical process, which is as much simple as eating or drinking is as much mechanistic and soluble. You are capable of executing these instructions. The effects are automatic. There isn't some esoteric frame of mind you must adopt. This will be useful regardless, as long as you stick to it. And that's all I ask. Come regularly, do what I talk about, but think about anything you want. The whole point here is to chill a little bit, so like, if you want to let your mind wander, do it. Just also do the physical processes I mentioned, because that's part of an honest engagement with the process. And underlying it all, I'll frequently ask you to breathe. And you may think, oh, I'm already doing that, or, oh, now I'll be stuck doing it manually. But what I mean is, pay attention. Breathe in, envision the air entering through your nostrils, through your throat. We've all seen anatomical diagrams. You've got a decent sense of where the breath goes, because it makes your lungs inflate, makes your chest move. Whether you're laying down or sitting up, you can be any way you want. But when I say pay attention to the breathing, I mean, give yourself a good breath. Pay attention to the vitalization of your muscles, your limbs. There'll be exercises addressing breath and also addressing respiratory health, because, hey, breathing needs foundations too. But when I say just breathe, I really mean perform that activity with deliberation. Don't just keep breathing how you were. Many people say take a deep breath, but the breath needn't be particularly deep. For you, there is a way of breathing which, if you were to do it, would enable you to more fully contemplate that air is entering your lungs and a vital process is ongoing. For some, this is about the duration of the breath. For others, a shorter, shallower breath, you may have to engage in a process of inquiry. But I did say I would present a mere physical way of doing this thing. So breathe in until you perceive your chest moving upward, outward, becoming enlarged with the breath. And if I say, let it out, or exhale, or something to that effect, slowly let the breath out. This can be through your mouth or your nose. I prefer nose. But just breathe. And even something as simple as just breathing has these small elements that can be investigated. Things like your posture, like the tightness you carry and where you carry it, and like the assumptions which underlie your, oh, I can't do that, oh, I can't do that, oh, I shouldn't do that, which underlie those thoughts. All of these things seem simple, might be glossed over in your everyday through normal process, and yet have other components. Components we can investigate together. And so, I start with the simplest of physical activities, which I hope you can do. Breathe. Just breathe. Think about your breathing. Examine how your breathing affects ancillary systems and through your nervous system. Maybe it makes your body feel a little different. I feel vitalized after a few good, deep breaths. It's a calming process, but it's also one that engages you innately with your body and where it is. I'll end there. You will begin there. And I'll see you next time. Breathe. And keep an open mind. Or don't. The process actually works either way.